The real one, right, Ashlyn?
That's right. This is the one I like. The other one's boring.
It's the same one, Ashlyn.
It's not, though.
Subliminal messages.
Hey, Travis.
Listen to the podcast.
Hi, brother. How are you today?
I bet he looks good today, like every day.
I bet the guy playing this bass looks
good. Probably wearing his Easter bunny outfit. Also, I heard this guy was fat.
Whoa.
He's real fat. He loves tacos.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Brett and Tony with Ashlyn and Abe. I am Abe.
I am Brett.
I'm Tony. I beat Dent.
I'm Ashlyn, and we have a special guest.
A special guest.
Special guest.
He's so special to us. Who are you?
Hello. My name's Dane.
Oh. Dane. 2 weeks in a row.
Is it 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, we're posting this.
Oh, shit, because it's that good. It's that good of an episode.
It's the best episode we've ever done. No pressure.
Uh-oh.
Guys, I did not do any research like usual.
Duh.
I actually showed up. Do we have a topic?
I'm only here for the movie podcast.
We do. We're going to talk about movies, genies, all the best movies. And genie wishes.
Genie wishes.
And I got some stuff planned.
Ooh.
Oh, no. That's never good.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Trying to make some wishes come true?
After the 10-minute mark, it's going to go down.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
It better not be a sound effect. The sound effects are always
But yeah,
is he going to act out the genie song from Aladdin, maybe?
Oh,
just,
he should.
That would be amazing.
But just keep that in the back of your mind.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Okay.
Now I can't focus on anything else.
I don't like this. I don't like Tony surprises.
Yeah, me neither. How do we start this off now?
That was like a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, I know.
10 minutes of silence, then you can do your thing, and then we'll move on.
There
from
you go.
No, moving on from what I'm doing.
Oh, jeez. Right.
Oh,
right.
No.
But Buddy says this is going to be the best episode.
Yes.
So
getting some conflicting information
here.
Yeah, but
is it like Tony's best episode? Because Tony has different, you know, standards
levels
than the rest of us.
Yeah. Okay, so genie wishes.
Genie wishes.
Why? How did this topic come about?
I watched the movie Wishmaster, and I decided that we're going to talk about this. That's not actually what happened.
That's not what happened at all.
Like, is this a dream I had?
But have you guys ever seen the movie Wishmaster?
I'm pretty sure I have, actually.
It's so good. It's so good.
Nope.
If I'm thinking of the right one.
He grants wishes, but the wishes, no matter what somebody wishes for, he gives them the bad version of
Who's
what they're
it?
Wishing for. I don't think anybody famous. No. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe I haven't seen it then. Yeah, I was trying to think.
They made a couple of them.
I don't watch movies, so.
Not unless we force you to.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Wishmaster goes to Shudder, we watching it, though.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
You wish. I got veto
Are you
power,
veto
bro.
You going to veto a genie?
I might.
A genie episode?
I might.
Kazam?
Jeez Louise. Kazam.
Sinbad?
What was the fake one? Yeah, Shazam. Or no, was it Kazam?
No,
or Shazam?
Shazam.
No, Shazam is... that's the DC... comics.
Oh,
one,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's a real thing now, but Shazam is the one that they thought Sinbad was in.
I swear, okay. I watched Sinbad. I'm just saying.
Wobble England was in Wishmaster.
Oh,
was he?
Interesting.
Not as a main player. Though,
no,
right?
But
he wasn't Wishmaster.
One of his cameos, because he does a lot of horror cameos. Shit, I would too if I was him. Get paid.
So this one sounds like an Ashlyn idea, the genies. I don't remember whose idea this was.
I think it was Ashlyn.
Yeah.
Me and my brother, we just sat down one day and like we freaking popped out a whole bunch of topics that we could talk about.
Is that what happened?
Because it was
one day,
on the list,
one day you just sent us just this whole list of topic ideas that we were gonna do.
And I'm like, I don't remember talking about any of these.
I didn't either, but I was like, I'm down for all of them, I guess.
And then who picked genies from the list?
Well, Brett did pick the genie wishes from the list. Because
I watched Wishmaster.
It was my list.
Nice.
Well, me and my brother's list.
Yeah.
But one day we were just chilling. And then I was like, let's come up with some topics for a podcast. And he was like, bah, 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 bah. And I was like, thanks.
I love that boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love that man.
Yeah.
He's all man.
He's all man.
No,
he is.
That's my little / big brother.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's really nice, really shy, really cute.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. Really
cute.
He
did come from my mom.
And she's really cute.
Yep.
Okay.
I got to see Chad's feet. No, I'm just joking.
There you go, Chav. I told you he would talk about your feet.
I hope you're happy.
It was inevitable.
I wish you could take that back.
Well, you'll see him when we go camping and we get on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, what if it's just awkward and I'm like staring because they're so cute?
Oh, yeah. He's going to catch you looking at him and he's going
to
blush.
I mean, at this point, I have to look at least once.
Yes. Chevy, wear your water shoes.
He has water shoes?
Yeah, we have water shoes because we go tubing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't go anywhere barefoot either.
No. I need some water shoes because one of my least favorite parts of like going swimming and camping, like on a beach, is I hate
squishy,
that feeling.
Weird.
Oh, I hate that
Amazon.
Feeling.
Amazon.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Cheap ones? They're straight up water shoes.
I think we got them for like $10.
Okay. I try not to shop on Amazon, but I end up always shopping on Amazon. So.
Yeah.
Deals are just. Of life.
I just shop on Amazon.
Free Prime.
Right.
Actually, when I was setting up to do the, I was trying to get Dane onto my Shudder account so we could watch The Howling for the last episode with him, and I gave him my passwords, and he plugged it into Amazon Prime.
nice.
And he got onto my Prime account instead of the Shudder account. And then I was like, don't order anything.
Too late.
I ordered him a Yo Prime once.
He totally
through Alexa.
Did. Through Alexa.
I was drunk.
But then he ordered a whole year, and then we had to, he had to give us, we made him give us the money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't getting off scotch-free. He gave us the hundy.
Oh, man.
By the way, you owe me $50.
Oh, shoot. I meant to go to the 18th.
I already paid home.
Mm. Did you? I'm the last one.
You're the last
that
one.
That sounds about right,
yeah,
though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I'm so all sorry. Right.
So let's get into some genie wishes, shall
let's
we?
Do it.
Ashlyn wishes that I would pay her.
First of all, I have 4 questions this time.
Nice.
Yes, damn. But one of the questions is from Chav Chav. So. Okay.
Oh, cool. Don't do that one first.
Yeah, because we got this thing coming
going
up.
To
do that one third.
Yeah, I was going like to do third. It last.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. Last? Okay. Yeah. Okay, last.
But anyway, okay, the rules. All right, everybody knows the genie rules. We all know
are
it.
Are we going Latin
you
rules?
You can't bring the dead back. Okay. You can't have more wishes.
Yep. Can we kill somebody?
And you can't make someone love you. Yes, you can kill people. You can kill people without a genie. What are you talking about?
Well, that's true.
You can bring back people to life without a genie, too.
That's true.
Reanimator.
Creepy. I hope that's not a thing.
The movie
like
is.
In, yeah. In real life, though, I hope that's not like, maybe they're like hiding out, you know, necromancers. Yeah.
A necromancer is just a healer that got there too late.
But anyway.
Yes. You lost your place.
I did.
It happens to be
number
all the
0
time.
Of the questions we're going to be answering.
Question 0.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I didn't write my questions down.
Oh, okay.
What?
So they're all off the cuff.
So
okay.
What are you looking at right now?
What are you looking at? This is a recipe for a casserole.
Build something written down that she's looking at.
Cheeseburger casserole.
I thought I wrote down my questions. I wrote down my wishes.
Okay. Okay.
So, all right, I guess I'm going off the cuff with some
Let's
questions
do it.
Here.
Okay.
What would one of your wishes be?
What would the wishes be?
Just one of them?
Just one, not all 3?
Not in any priority, just one of them.
Oh, I got...
No, go with your 3
your whole
wishes.
List?
I got something.
Okay.
Okay, Tone's going
Hit
first.
It.
Every time I enter a room,
yeah,
I want entrance music and pyro.
Yes.
Do you get to choose the music?
Yes. Ooh. It'll be my own theme song. Like, okay. Oh, no, Tony's coming. And then, like, and then it'll be a build up, and I can walk in, and there'll be pyro, and I walk in.
Does the genie write the music, or are you responsible for the
I'm
music?
I'm going to pick my music. It can be very important.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a WWE entrance.
Yes.
Like,
I want my WWE entrance every time.
Sounds awful dangerous.
He's not my favorite. I mean, just because we're talking about wrestling, he's not my favorite wrestler, but and it's not my favorite theme song for a wrestler, but the beginning of Stone Cold,
yes,
when it just does the glass break,
boom, doom,
that
doom,
is
doom,
all, doom. Like, yes. I want no. that to, and then go like the,
yes,
and then the theme music.
No,
yes.
the best intro that I can ever remember.
Oh.
Is Kane's.
Oh, Kane.
I like Kane's.
That's not
really?
The best.
No, I love it. I love Kane's. Okay. The fire coming out of all the corners.
Yeah,
and
doesn't he like put his hands up
yep,
and
yeah.
brings them down
boom.
And then
yeah,
they
boom.
Flame or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that. That's cool.
That's your fave.
It's one of my. It's the only one I can remember offhand.
If,
but
if we're doing faves, I'm going with Ultimate Warrior because
yeah, that was a good theme.
That dude. Well, not just the, but like not. just the music, but him running level. Out. He did all the, he did mayhem. He threw all the coke in his face.
Yeah,
and then runs out.
Yeah, he did.
I just want to put this on the record that literally every podcast since Mayhem, we reference cocaine and how you do the cocaine in Mayhem. Ever since Mayhem,
it's so amazing.
Oh, it is. So good. It is. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and then probably my favorite one would probably be DX.
Okay.
Break it down.
Oh, I hate it. That angsty teenager.
That's me.
What are you going to do? Break it down. It starts off something like that. It's just like, come on.
And then they're coming out and doing the suck it arm things.
Yes, that every five-year-old did back in the day. It's like, grow up.
Oh, man.
All right, so that's first wish.
Yes.
Yes. Theme music. That was a good one, Tone.
Damn. What's your next wish?
Oh, I thought we were just doing one.
No, we can do three.
Oh, no. Well, it's after 10 minutes.
Oh, uh-oh. God. Do it. But then you have to come back for your two wishes.
Yep.
So, do you remember when we did board games?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember when I called a number?
Oh gosh, you calling that hotline?
What if I found a genie hotline?
A genie hotline?
That would be
amazing. Is it free?
What's a genie?
Because I'm not reimbursing you for any of this.
It's only like a dollar a minute.
I might, depending on how good this is.
With a 20-minute minimum.
Here we go.
Oh, no. Are we going to be talking to somebody?
I don't know how to call.
He has them saved in his phone as genie. Oh, this is weird,
oh, God.
Guys.
This,
turn them up in my headphones. Turn up the snare.
So this is happening.
What if they don't answer?
I don't know.
I hope they don't. This is weird.
This is probably a business that like named themselves Genie or something. Genie Magic
Cleaner. We
keep
getting these calls from people.
I feel like I need to run right now. I don't know why.
He does look like he's about to bail on us. He had his hands on his headphones. Like, I'm out. If they answer, Abe's gone.
Oh, thank God.
Hello?
Damn, Abe's anxiety.
Oh, I don't know why they gave me severe anxiety.
You didn't have to talk to him. I would have done all the talking.
I would have done all the talking.
I know, but still, for some reason, man, I just felt like I was going to die.
Huh.
Interesting.
Damn, I'm sorry, Tone. I wish that worked out for us.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking up in a little number.
He looks so bummed. He looks so bummed right now.
He does.
All right, so Ashton, you want to go with one of your wishes?
Yeah, just with a wish.
I wrote down three.
Cool. Well, I know, but Tony gave his first one, so.
That's because Tony's weird.
All right, you can give us your whole three if you want. Do it.
Lily lives as long as me, okay? Cool. She does not age at all, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's our dog, by the way.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Lily is my, I know it's so stupid to say, like, your dog baby or whatever, but she's legit my child.
For child.
I don't think it's stupid. I think people saying it's stupid is stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, 100%. I'm just saying people say it's stupid, but like, I don't want kids. I just want my baby.
Yeah.
So.
And that's your freaking baby, man.
But yeah, so she doesn't age and she lives as long as me. But you know, I'm just going to put it out there. You know, once I, then she can.
Gotcha.
Okay. So if you live longer, I look down to a number.
Like you guys would pass at the same
just
time.
Just together.
Yep, together.
That's my
cuddled
girl.
Up.
Yep. Yeah. I've had her since I was 19.
Aww.
Isn't that so weird?
Mm.
She's my little old lady.
You're only like 22.
I know. Yeah. Aw, thanks.
You're welcome.
Hello, Genies.
Genie, please.
Genies.
It's going to be some pizza place. I just...
Dude, he's freaking...
I'll be like, I need a cheese
out
but
pizza.
Something about a ringing phone gives
so
me anxiety.
So take your headphones off, you nerd.
You've reached Dial-A-Genie. Making your wishes come true for $2.99 a minute.
Oh, man, this is going to be expensive.
Press yes.
Yes.
Yes. You got the money. Abe will pay you back, he said.
Okay, got it.
That was a weird laugh.
Hello?
I think that's a person.
Hello, how can I help you guys?
Yeah, we want to make a wish. How many wishes can we make?
Oh, gosh. Let's start with one and see how it goes.
Okay.
Who wants to go?
Don't let Tony do it. You do it.
I don't know what to wish for.
Just wish for
you
something.
You wish for something.
This is so much special.
We didn't think.
I wish I had an unlimited supply of candy.
Ooh.
And Does Tony get to pick which candy, though?
Ooh, what I like that idea. Yeah.
I hope not.
What do we get? Bottle caps?
Yeah, let's get bottle caps.
You don't like bottle caps?
No.
There's... Bottle caps?
No.
The genie's making fun of me right now. Oh,
judgment.
Man. Dang it.
What a weird thing.
How about Skittles?
Skittles?
But with lemon lime ones.
Can we get lime Skittles back, genie?
You guys are crazy.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Jimmy? Yeah, lime. You don't like lime?
He likes the lime ones.
He's weird, he likes the lime, and he hasn't eaten Skittles since the lime ones got...
taken away. Yeah. It's been like 10 years.
Yes.
It gets annoying him talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do now.
That makes two of us, or four or five of us.
Oh, we got a guess. Hey, Dan, you have a wish?
I don't know. It might be a little selfish, but I would like to be able to go barefoot everywhere and not feel any pain.
Oh.
I like that one.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah.
How about without pain and without having dirty soles?
Ooh. My wife would hate that. Dirty. Yeah.
But his soul is already dirty.
Oh, gosh.
He's so pure, though. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
That's a good one.
Thanks, Jenny.
Anybody else have any more wishes?
Yeah, you bet.
How about Brett?
Can I just? I know this is. Can I just wish to never be fat again? Like just be skinny and then never like eat as many tacos as I want
with no consequence.
With no consequence. Or just never get an ulcer again, too, guys.
I wish
almost related. Yeah,
I wish you could see Abe right now. He's like,
Genie, we definitely appreciate you, and we will not take up any of your time.
No worries. I'll start the paperwork on those wishes. 3-4 months, you'll start to see something.
I can't wait.
Oh, thank you so much.
Can't wait, Genie.
Wouldn't that be insane if lime Skittles came back in 4 months?
Okay, we got to hang up. Okay, thank you, Genie.
Bye, Genie.
Yep. Bye. Yep, have a good day.
Thank you.
What the fuck just happened?
Worked. We talked to a genie. Wait. Also, seriously, why is there a 3-4 month wait on wishes?
Did you not recognize that voice?
He's got to do the paperwork.
Did you not recognize that voice?
No.
Was it Matt?
No, Jason.
What?
Was that Jason?
I thought you recognized the voice.
What?
Now I just feel dumb and rude.
Dave, wow. Just so you know, Jason is on a different podcast.
I thought you guys recognized the voice and you knew
I completely recognize it now.
And he even said, Tony, without me even saying that.
He did say that sounds like Tony.
I just thought he had a good...
Genie powers. I mean, you know people's names.
Genie powers.
I cannot believe you. You recalled that boy so we can be
It's okay. It's okay.
Just cool. Make sure he knows.
I feel tricked.
That is dirty. Jason, cool. I'm very sorry I was not more talkative.
Abe didn't say shit.
I literally broke for a second. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Abe doesn't do well under pressure.
No. Oh. Oh, my God. I thought you knew.
No.
Why
we were about to be
know?
In the beginning of a Black Mirror that episode.
So who did you call the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't pick up.
Oh, my God.
I had to message him like, is he now?
I swear to God, Tony, I thought he just called like a freaking number.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I talked to him earlier this week, and I had a funny idea.
You know, I had a lot of questions while it was ringing about it too, like legitimacy questions about the whole thing.
Yeah,
like he picks up and says $2.99. Like, how many people call this number?
Right,
and then
like that you're, you know,
yeah,
know.
He did amazing.
He sold it.
Yeah, he sold it
because I'm sitting here thinking, he's drawing out the time. He's trying to make us pay for more.
I did so too.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was
amazing
great.
Surprise.
What happened?
All right, Tony.
Yeah.
All right.
So
you did good. I just wish that I had known.
You did good. Jason, you did even better.
That's true.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, amazing.
How did I've listened to hundreds
and
hundreds of hours of Attack of the Killer podcast.
I didn't hear him laugh. His laugh is what gives
him
love.
He did laugh.
Yeah, but he has a certain belly laugh, like a Brett laugh.
Ooh.
That I'm used to hearing.
No, but oh, man. Like,
good job, guys.
Wow, yeah, I'm thrown off for the night.
We just got tricked on the Genie podcast.
It's true.
I feel weirdly out of place right now. All right.
At least you get back to normal, though. Let your anxiety cool down a little bit. Man, you were freaking out.
That was weird. All right.
As soon as it started ringing, you just like sank in your seat.
Can you imagine how Abe felt on the drunk podcast when we called Matt?
I know.
I felt, and we were all drunk. Oh.
See, if he would have said for him. If he would have said it was Jason,
yeah,
I would have felt a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're calling this random dude and we're going to waste like 15 minutes of his night and he's going to be pissed off.
Yeah, but he'd be banking $2.99 mm-hmm. an hour. Or yeah. a minute.
Yeah, I know, but still, I don't
yeah,
know.
That's why like I thought you. That's why that. You were laughing because you realized it was Jason.
No. I just all felt right. weird.
So
okay,
let's get back to it.
After that,
Ashley, that wish cool. number two.
My wish number two is legally okay. There's no oh. tricks. I get $10 billion.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. Go for it.
Yep. And third. This is gonna sound so emo, and it's really not.
Never cry again.
First of all, that's the only stress relief I have is crying. So I'm fine with crying. Anyway, I wish life was different, like it was less mundane.
Oh, okay.
So like when, you know, growing up, you see all these shows and people are doing crazy adventures and they gotta go find stuff. You know what I mean? I have never been able to do that.
Like any I'm show bored. Or movie or anything like that. Like they always bored. Have shit to do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Cool shit to do.
What? I'm going to go to school. I'm going to work. And then what? I'm going to die.
See, that's one thing boring. I've always like tried to imagine is when you're watching a movie is like the times when they're not doing anything important, like brushing their teeth. Like what? Like do they have like their regular life? I try to imagine it and it just doesn't exist. Like it's just so weird. I don't know.
But yeah, I wish life wasn't so mundane. I want to go on like some freaking adventures, pirates. And
I think
stuff.
That's why people do drugs.
Yeah. You know, it's probably true, but I'm not willing to go down that road.
Speaking of acid,
that's a bad road.
But yeah, those are my wishes.
Awesome, yeah. Brett.
I already asked the genie to be skinny.
Okay,
so I'm gonna throw that on as one.
You mean Jason? You asked Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Genie Jason.
Call him Genie Jason. Genie Jason.
New character.
Yeah.
So we answered another question for later. Who's the best genie?
Jason.
We have the answer now.
Robin Williams didn't fool me.
No.
Will Smith didn't fool me.
I'm surprised that fooled all of you.
Oh, it fooled us all. Not just Dane, because he doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't know anything. So everything fools me.
No, I had that plan on Monday before you went on Attack of the Kill podcast.
Nice. So I would pick the skinny one, Avi. But then also,
yeah. But just think, the genie now he's gonna make you like anorexic.
Yeah. you gotta watch
if
your wording.
If it's a bad genie,
well, you gotta just watch
and
your wording.
If I'm paying $2.99 a minute for this, you're gonna get skinny.
Thank you.
Something else that I was thinking about, what could be related to that, is what if you never feel full or get the enjoyment from eating anymore?
Oh my god,
that'd be
god.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That
would be terrible. Then you never get to poop, and I'll be happy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what if instead of like making you skinny, he just gives you a distaste for all food?
Yeah.
So you don't want to eat.
That or he
and
gives
so
you
so then you just starve.
So he
and
gives
die.
You COVID? That, or
he just gets you addicted to meth. There's that.
So this isn't a genie anymore. This is just a drug dealer.
Right.
We can turn all of our wishes into the Wishmaster. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'd go with skinny. Okay. Like, okay, how about this? Ideal weight.
Okay, that was my main question. Okay. Like, ideally, like what would you
like
want to
fighting
be down
weight?
To?
Ideal weight. Yep.
Okay,
and then I don't want $10 billion.
I do
because I don't need $10 billion.
Right.
Yeah, but then you can use some of that money to give to charities and help out people.
No,
that's why I said $10 billion.
That's true.
Because then I'd spread the wealth.
They can find the genie and help themselves, though.
Exactly. I'm too selfish for that. But also, I'm not really that selfish. I feel like when it comes to like that kind of stuff, because I don't need a lot. Just movies, basically, for me.
Yeah.
So I just want enough money to just like never have to work again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. That's like unless I want to. You know what I mean? Like
do passion projects.
Yeah, exactly. Or work on things that I want to. You know,
sound good. Nice.
Fucking basically, just give me a trust fund, genie, of like $1 million, and just let me go. Yeah.
Nice. Invested wisely, you know, you get your endowment every year.
Or not even invest it, just...
$1 million isn't going to last you your life.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, fuck, no.
At the way that I spend money, though, I don't spend
but
if you lived in another country, maybe.
I mean, that's a lot of milk.
Yeah, and you have to think of, like, your kids and stuff.
Well, I'm not like leaving them anything. Well,
this is money for him. Like
yeah,
this is.
But to, you know.
Whoa!
Sorry, kids, you can find your own genie.
This
yeah,
was
like to put them through college or something.
Nah,
that's what works for. Nobody,
hard
was gonna,
work.
Nobody was gonna pay for my fucking
yeah,
college,
exactly.
So I didn't go to college.
So he went to find the genie because he knew the real way to get money.
And it hasn't worked out for me.
A million won't last you.
No,
just
it
saying.
Won't.
Okay, how about 10 million instead of 10 billion? How's that sound?
I mean, I'm picking $10 billion. You can pick whatever you want.
Why don't you just pick a refreshing amount of money? Like, you know, every time you spend it, it just refreshes.
All right.
Like $1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, or you could do the PCH where it's like $5,000 a week for the rest of your life or something like that.
I can take that.
According to Google, $1 million nest egg should last you 23.46 years.
I don't plan on living
that. You're like, well, since I'll be dead.
I mean, I'm already 36, guys.
I was going to say, you don't got that much.
It's like middle ages life expectancy.
That takes me to what, like
59?
That's a good life. That's a good long
life.
Time.
Yeah. All my grandpa's usually die about 60, so I feel like.
Did you say your grandpa usually dies around 60?
Grandpa's.
Oh, okay.
He's been through this timeline a few times, so he knows what's about to happen.
He usually dies around 60.
Yeah.
There's always a few years, give or take, for some of the randomness of this timeline. But
And then, guys, I also like the just having superpowers. I would love to have superpowers. If I had to pick one, though, probably one of two things: teleporting or morphing.
Yeah, shape shifting. Yeah,
shape shifting would be the shit. I'm a good guy, so I'm not gonna do anything crazy bad with it. But
ask any questions.
I'd be playing all the tricks. Yeah,
and I mean, if you can shapeshift, you could.
I'm not a bad guy, but
theoretically,
I'd
grow wings and fly.
No, like that's what I'm saying. Like I'd be playing tricks on people. I wouldn't be using my powers for evil. I'd be a superhero, not a supervillain.
I'm a supervillain.
Would you be?
I don't picture you as a superhero either, because that implies that you're saving people. I don't picture you saving anybody.
So I'm more like
like Hancock.
Did you guys see? Yeah, like Hancock or like Evan Peters from like Days of Future Past or something.
Quicksilver.
Like X-Men. Who just hangs out in his basement.
But he was also robbing banks and stuff.
Yeah. Well, who said I can't rob a fucking bank?
Yeah. So you're a villain.
I mean, he's a good guy, not a great guy.
If I can teleport. What was it? Jumper?
That was
the movie where you can teleport and he teleports into banks.
Your fourth wish was just for $1 million. Now you're going to rob banks. Why didn't you just wish for more money?
Oh, gosh, darn it. You're right. I'm just contradicting myself. I don't know. I don't make sense. I wouldn't make sense asking for wishes either.
No.
I'd be like, a hot dog for my first one. Whatever I want at the moment,
then,
that's my thing.
And then
that's
the wish,
what I'd
ask for. And then Genie like, a hot dog?
A hot dog, really?
But make it the best hot dog I'll ever eat.
Do you guys like pickles on your hot dogs?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Relish.
Megan likes relish.
Let's be specific. A full pickle relish on a hot dog is weird.
No, give me that whole ass pickle. I'm down.
So instead of the hot dog, just put the pickle on the bun.
Barbecue sauce.
Just eat that.
I'm okay with that.
And then
I
chop up the hot dog and put it on top like it's the relish.
Like a reverse pickle. Like a reverse hot dog.
Babe.
You guys, what the hell is going on today? I feel like I'm in
the
Twilight Zone.
What? It's like instead of the reverse flash, the reverse hot dog.
I'm not okay with that. Yeah. And I would not eat it.
Is that like a revolt penis?
See, I just pictured in my head, actually, this might sound pretty good. Do they put relish in corn dogs? Is that a thing?
Corn dogs?
Yeah.
No,
that'd be kind of cool.
I've never seen it like that.
That'd be kind of cool. I'd be down with that.
We should invent that. I bet that's
marketable.
The problem is that like over time, I guess it would mostly be frozen, so it'd be okay, but... Yeah. While it wasn't frozen, it would start to pickle the hot dog.
But then you'd also, when you warmed it up, you'd have hot relish, and that's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Maybe it comes in a separate package that you can, once you heat it up, you can then maybe...
And like inject it in with like a needle?
Like a giant syringe,
Nice.
This sounds like a lot of things.
It sounds like a lot of work.
I like it, though.
The first thing we have to do is we have to, you know, go to Steamboat Days and sell it there first. And then if people like it... And then we can move forward.
Yeah, people of Steamboat Days will buy anything.
It'd be weird, though, if you're just like handing out the corn dog with a syringe.
No, we do it in front of them. It's like the Blizzard, you know, where you turn it upside down. We do it for them and show them like, oh, look at
this. It's like the gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Someone's like, my dad's diabetic. I don't appreciate this.
Should be more sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Canceled.
Or you find that one heroin addict who's like, no, give me the needle.
I can do it better.
I'll show you how to get it in.
What you got to do is find the vein on the hot dog.
Oh,
Yikes.
Abe, do you got some wishes?
Not anymore.
I think Abe wished not to be in this conversation anymore.
Go back and not have that phone call. That would be the first wish. Back in time.
God, I wish I knew that was Jason.
That's all I keep thinking about.
Yeah. Abe's gonna be like laying in bed tonight and just being like, "Oh my gosh, why did
he
I just
thinks
say
I'm the biggest jerk ever?"
hang up on Jason.
I don't know what my wishes would be, to be honest. One of mine, the obvious is, I'm with you, Brett. I want enough money to be comfortable.
Baby, you already gonna have my $10 billion.
I know.
You don't even gotta waste a wish.
You comfortable?
You
no, comfortable?
Good. See,
but that's assuming that you got the genie before I did. What if I got the genie first?
Yeah. I got the genie first. Let's be
okay.
Also, if you
that was her first wish,
but if
was
you
to
got
get
the genie, made your three wishes, wouldn't you just be like, "Hey, babe, rub this fucking lamp"?
Oh, I know, but normally that would be my wish. Yeah. That I would be making the wishes first, so that's why I'm giving my wishes.
Fine, do your wishes. You got money to be comfortable.
So now she seems ignorant, because now I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Abe's like, I want a couple $1 million. And she's like, all the money. Give it to me now.
I have a lot of people I want to help, man.
Basically,
shit,
I never want to have to worry about money. That's all I care about. As long as I'm not worrying about if I have enough money to get shit done, I'm happy. Yep. After that, it gets really hairy. I have no clue.
I want that's my hair to grow over every inch of my body.
You said hairy.
You did.
That is true.
Like that werewolf in the end of Howling, you know? Like,
we should watch that.
Give me superpowers. I don't care which one. Just give me a superpower.
It's just a big roulette wheel.
Yeah, just spin it.
Congratulations, now you're Jubilee.
A little sparks. At least you didn't give me Aquaman. It's not like I can talk to fish or something stupid because I hate going in the ocean.
Then you could talk to fish. That would be amazing.
No.
They're horrible conversationalists.
They have nothing to say.
But then
he
hates water.
If I could talk to the fish, I would talk to the dolphins and have them play a trick on Tony.
Because he's
afraid of dolphins,
but also,
right?
Yeah. Can Aquaman make a bubble around himself? Like, so he would never have to touch the water, I'll do that. Yeah. I'll go down to the depths of the ocean and check that.
He did that in the movie, right?
Did he? Perfect.
I think.
Well, he doesn't, so the question, he doesn't need a bubble, though.
Yeah,
he doesn't need it, but can he do it? But
he doesn't have, like, water morphing. Well, it depends on which Aquaman you're talking about. Because, a lot of times in the comics, Mira, they have some kind of water. It's almost like water bending from Avatar. They can make hard water and make stuff out of it. But most versions of Aquaman, he has increased durability because of the pressure of living down there. So when he's on land, he's got strength, speed. He's basically bulletproof. But besides that, kind of having a telepathic link with any sea life, he doesn't really have any water controlling powers
per se. He did.
Then
I thought he did.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm not going to take the roulette wheel. Give me shape shifting.
Give me Jubilee.
I want to be an Animorph.
I remember those. That was a book, wasn't it?
Yeah. And they had the transformations on the front.
Yes, I used to read those.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Wow.
Not anymore. They were then. But
back then, I haven't read
that book.
No?
Oh, you could find them easily. They got some of the most disturbing covers out of any book. Yeah,
they were cool back then, like you said.
Like Goosebumps?
Yeah. I mean, kind of similar. Like, it was like book fair type stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
As for my third wish, why not? I'll set the genie free.
Aww.
I always debated.
You
want
to, release Robin Williams on an unsuspecting world?
No. I don't want Robin Williams.
I always hate that people waste their third wish on that.
On that?
Yeah. Uh-oh. I'm not wasting my third wish.
I guess it depends on how you define waste.
Let some other suckle.
He's a freaking slave.
Yeah, he's a slave. He's stuck in there. I
guess it depends on how he became a genie, though.
Exactly.
Maybe he's not a slave.
Yep. Well, maybe he, made a bad wish and the genie fucked him over.
Or,
I don't know.
Maybe
he's still trapped.
Maybe his wish was to always be able to help people that found him, and that's why he became a genie.
Okay.
Yeah, but could you imagine?
And he enjoys it.
Even the most giving person. Okay, even if you put Mother Teresa in this genie lamp.
You think they're going
to
turn bad?
All the freaking stupid people she would have to interact with. Can you imagine? Because we're all decent people, but this world is full of some people who are shitty.
You don't always get an Aladdin. Sometimes
exactly.
You get a Jafar.
I have a scenario for you.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I like scenarios.
So what happens if Genie wished to be the genie? And then it's happy, and then you wish him to be free, and then you ruin his life.
That's what I was just saying, Tony. You weren't listening. Literally, I don't care if you were the most servitude person on this planet. You're not going to be one. Your whole life existence is just going to be following people around and making whatever they want come true. Yes. There's no person on this planet that
sounds like a villain origin giving. Story.
Sorry about getting my.
It's all good. No worries. No worries.
I liked how excited he was to say that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just scenario. Shut me down.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to this scenario, Abe.
Listen to this.
Here's a scenario.
This might
for
sound
you.
Familiar to you.
Yeah. You've never thought of
it. Let me drop some knowledge on you, Abe.
Well, that also it depends on if their idea of time is the same as ours, too. Because
oh, that's true.
Maybe
like
between.
What time? What is time like in that lamp?
Maybe it's some
lamp.
Kind of stasis, and he's only conscious when he's out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And in that case, he probably wants you to just take your time on wishing.
He's like, please just sit there for a minute and think. So I can.
Well, really?
Like,
is
in
that
a lot,
what you
he
want?
Stretches, yeah. It doesn't sound complicated enough. Let's make this more complicated.
Could you also imagine, like, all the stupid wishes you would have to fulfill?
Yeah. You would get real sick of humanity.
Like, I want my pee to be like jello.
I'm sure someone's wished
somebody,
for it.
Somebody might wish
that's
for it.
That's disgusting.
Like Jell-O or Jell-O?
No, Jell-O. Like Jell-O.
So is it coming out like...
So the consistency...
Like the consistency or the taste?
Both.
Okay. Would you eat it?
Yes.
So would it come out...
It. Yeah.
Jell-O doesn't come out in a stream.
Because
so
I'm imagining like cubes.
Yeah,
like
exactly what I pictured. Yeah.
Like
it comes out and then all of a sudden it expands.
Well, yeah, now I'm kind
cube.
Of imagining you're trying to like pass a kidney stone every time you go to the bathroom, trying to like get these cubes to pop. Yeah,
and then every once in a while you get a clog.
So, uh-huh.
So you don't want that. You want pudding, not Jell-O.
But I like Jell-O over pudding, so ooh. Jell-O.
He'll take it. It doesn't matter what the consequences are.
Yeah, I'll live with my
kidney stone or not. That
I'll
Jell-O's
live with
worth it.
I'm trying to decide if pudding would be worse.
Ooh.
I almost imagine pudding being like, because of the viscosity, like you couldn't control the... Like as it comes out, it would be like a fire hose.
I feel like it also require a lot of pushing.
Yeah,
I like
it's not going to come out effortlessly like pee.
What if you pooped pudding and it tasted and
diarrhea?
That's almost
kind of
like what people do. I mean,
yeah, but it's not. I mean, it's not going to taste like pudding. It's not going to smell like pudding.
It's still the idea of diarrhea. It's not like I taste my diarrhea, dude.
No.
Diarrhea
so
is
we really don't know. I mean,
just because.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I guess it could taste like pudding. We just don't know.
Liquid
yeah.
is coming out
only,
of my butt. It
only
shouldn't
one way
that.
To find out.
It shouldn't.
Yeah, but if it was like that from birth, though, or whatever.
I don't care. Right?
Then
weird.
Then you wouldn't know
you
any
wouldn't
different.
You wouldn't know. That would be your
in a world where everyone
and
does
this
that.
This is
yeah.
why. This is why the genie would shoot himself in the head.
I need
and
you
want
to
be
for a
free.
Gun right now.
Yes.
The logistics of this all.
Yeah.
All right. So,
Dane, what are your three wishes?
So I tried to approach this to begin with, you know, because you think, oh, I can have anything. So, of course, I want people to be happy and, you know, solve problems that can't be solved by other means. But then I tried to think literally how I would feel finding, like, you know, because I don't imagine it would be easy. I don't imagine it would be very quick. No. It probably has been something that I've had to walk a long time to find.
So you
probably I'm
probably
very tired. So I just tried to think at the time, what would I want? Well, first, I'd want something to eat and drink. Yeah. And that's very selfish, but I probably wish for like McDonald's and just
yeah,
sit there and eat.
But then you're wasting one whole wish on something.
I feel like I'd be so,
tiny.
Pissed off by that point that I
really?
Just yeah. And
man,
and
you
so
put yourself into a whole scenario. I just pictured this genie lamp finding me. To be
no,
honest.
I tried to. I thought about it way too much. And then so the second thing I thought was, I just want to be clean and showered and never have to again. Just be.
I like the never have
yeah,
to again.
Just to not ever because I was thinking like you know
why did
like
I
a
not
de-
think
you know
that?
I was thinking kind of like Aladdin. You know like it's yeah. like a desert. Like, I'm just grimy and just, you know. And so that's where it came with me wanting to be barefoot. Because I'm like, I just don't want to have to worry about shoes falling apart and having to worry about socks. Like, I just, ugh. If I want to walk, I want to walk and no pain yeah. and no. So my wishes are very selfish because I tried to think I'd be so frustrated and then I finally find it. And I just want to feel comfortable right now. Like, I just want to feel normal right
touché.
Now.
Yeah.
I like that.
I really like that one part of never have to shower again.
Yeah.
You're always just good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would go along with never having to cut your hair mm-hmm. ever again. Just having the whatever haircut you want to.
Well, oh, just instantly.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean if it also I guess could be a specific wish about preserving you are the way you are in their state right now. Yeah.
See, I don't know about that idea cuz I would like the idea to change whenever I could, if I had.
Well,
the
at that point, the wish should just be that your physical, what people perceive is how you mentally perceive yourself. Because then, at that point, you could look like whatever version. It's like when people either are in a dream or they die. It's like your ideal self that you imagine is how you look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and so, and you just want that. You would want your perception to be everyone else's reality.
Yeah, that's true. I like that. Also, though, along those lines, sleep. Never have to sleep again.
I didn't even think of that.
I thought you know, we talk about that. I figured that would be a wish.
Yeah, never have to sleep again, but always feeling rested.
See, this is why I hate sleeping.
Oh, I hate sleeping.
See, that's
the freaking worst.
That's why I hate the pressure of coming up with wishes. I just overthink things and I get lost. I forget the things that matter to me.
Yep. Sleeping would be me and you, though.
Yeah, for real. Never have to sleep again. Unless I wanted to. If I wanted to sleep, I could. But I don't want it to be. But if I do sleep, I want to have nightmares or dreams. I don't want to just disappear off the planet for a while and come back. That's weird.
Yeah.
Can't want to suffer while I sleep.
Well, see, the way I see it is if I'm going to go to sleep, I might as well get something out of
that's
it.
That's true. Yeah. Even if it's like, you know, terror and...
Nightmares like watching a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What was your third one? Sorry, I think I cut you off.
It was like the one I mentioned before. Just I would like to not have to ever wear shoes or socks. Like, I just want to go barefoot everywhere and...
Yeah.
I'm just tired of extraneous clothes and stuff you have to buy. That might be a weird thing to be tired of, but
you'd save a lot of money with no shoes.
Yeah, I know.
Shoes ever good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how boring.
For a guy, though.
I mean, I don't look at them like a some kind of accessory. Yeah, exactly.
They're awesome, though. There's so many different kinds of shoes. I could still choose.
I feel like I just walked into like a shoe store. Like I'm like arguing with the employee. Like, no, I could still wear shoes if I wanted to. Yeah. I just don't have to.
All right.
I give you that then.
I was working, filling up a vending machine, and this guy came up, and I've got Hey Dudes that I got for Christmas a couple months back.
Hey Dudes.
Hey Dudes. And they're pretty comfy and everything. It seems like everybody's been getting them lately. This guy comes up and he goes, "Hey, you got the Dudes?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, they're pretty comfy and everything." And he was like, "I know. I've got 9 pairs, all different kinds of colors.
One for every day of the week." Nice.
That is awesome.
You got 9 pairs of Hey Dudes?
He's got different colors.
I only got 2 shoes total.
I got one of these and then I got some boots, man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Hey Boots.
You should have said something about I'm the Dudas priest or something, because he said, "Hey, dude."
Oh my God, I always forget I'm a Dudas priest.
Missed an opportunity. So since we broke it up weird, Tony, what's your other 2 wishes? Since we gave all 3 of ours already.
Everybody went through the wishes?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because I did that random phone call because I'm random.
To the genie.
Yeah. Which was awesome.
It was awesome. I just wish I was in on the joke.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad.
That's probably why he enjoyed it.
I'm glad I wasn't in on the joke. I just feel weird now.
Yeah, it's all good.
Thanks, Jeannie.
I messaged him. He said he had a blast.
It was clever. I like it.
Okay,
it
was fun. So I want a movie like.
A movie like?
Life.
Oh,
a
life.
Movie life? Yeah.
It's like the Truman Show.
Movie? That's kind of what you said, Ashley, right?
No, but.
But I said I didn't want life to be so mundane. So kind of, because movies always have something.
No, that's the example.
He wants to live in Good Will Hunting.
Oh, live in a movie?
No, yeah, but live like... Give me Fast and Furious so I could like survive car crashes.
Oh my God. Yes. Let me live in that franchise.
Yes.
Movies 5 through on.
Uh-huh.
Also though.
So you're trapped in a series of bad stories? Like
with
what?
Great
action.
The fun stories.
And The Rock.
And The Rock.
Yeah, but John Cena now.
That's part of the thing though is... Would you still have fun in that universe knowing that you could not die, even though that takes all the excitement away from what you're doing?
They seem to be having a ball.
Here's the thing, though. Do you know?
Paid millions of dollars.
You would have to. That'd have to be a stipulation.
Is it your world now, or do you know that?
I think it'd have to be a stipulation that you knew that you were in there. It'd be like Last Action Hero. Austin O'Brien knows that he's in the movie world.
Yeah, because this moment you're back in real life, you're going to get hit by a tree and die.
But in Fast and Furious, you just cannonball right through the
train. Do they wear seatbelts? I've never watched them in any of those.
No. Actually,
when it's convenient to the plot.
They fight terrorists now, right? Is that the thing
basically.
They do?
Yeah, they go to space in the next one.
I can't wait. One of my best lines in the movie is like, "How did you know that call was going to be there to save you?"
I didn't.
Yeah.
We've seen these too much, that's
a line.
In a movie about cars, you'd think they'd get gas more.
They don't ever need gas.
Yeah.
That was one of their genie wishes. Never. Gas. God, that'd be a good wish.
Oh man!
But then they got confused, and they thought they meant the other kind of gas, and so
yeah,
it's so good though. I'm living in that franchise right now.
Okay,
like
you weirdo. Like now, it. Next wish.
Yes. That's the one that gets the weirdo comment out of everything else.
Well, what these two what other Fast movie, and Furious, man.
What other movies would we pick, though?
I know.
It might not be a popular one, but have you guys seen Demolition Man?
Yes.
Like in the future parts?
Oh, yes.
Before Stallone makes it like the 90s again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in the.
Isn't that the one with like Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, Wesley Snipes.
Okay. Yeah, he's the bad guy.
And they use the eye on the pin to open the door. I kind of vaguely remember that.
World looks awesome. Yeah, and then
we could find out how they poop.
And we could not poop, but wipe their butts with the three seashells.
That's so weird.
Yeah, but.
You
guys do realize, like, if you haven't seen the movie, anybody else, in the movie, all restaurants are now Taco Bell. It's my perfect fucking world.
Is this horrible idiocracy now? Like,
no.
Yeah, but there's so much better food that you could have.
Yeah, no, there's not.
Yes, there is. Okay.
There's something for everybody at Taco Bell.
A DTT is only good, like, you know, late nights when you're not feeling like you want to cook, when you're not willing to travel to a restaurant.
Nah. I am a man who gives zero cares about food. That sounds like hell. Taco Bell for the rest of my life.
They could have gone either way.
Horrible.
That was another surprise. We got all sorts of
stuff. Yeah, I mean, because like one day you can get the fries. The next day you can get the chips.
No, but Taco Bell is like
until they get rid of it for like a month, and then they, oh yeah, let's bring it back now.
Well, see, if there's only Taco Bell, they would never get rid of anything.
Yeah. Yes, you would be. Yeah, we are actually, man.
But that's such a problem. It would kill me because I would just eat volcano tacos for the rest of my life. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm eating.
So do they have?
I always added extra volcano sauce, so I'm dead. Like,
they're like, just dip it in.
So here's the question. So in this alternate dimension of Demolition
Taco
Man.
Taco Bells.
Of Taco Bells everywhere.
Demolition Taco.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's the president.
Ugh. So here in a few years, okay, gotcha.
Are all the tacos just like they are now, or are there like versions of Taco Bell that are kind of like...
It's a nice restaurant.
In the movie, it's all sorts of different like types of restaurants.
They've diversified.
They're just all under the Taco Bell umbrella.
You could have some good quality Taco Bell.
You could have like a Thai version of a restaurant.
They're still tacos, though, but...
Probably still a
Thai
taco.
Well,
not Thai taco, but like Thai food under
the Taco Bell brand.
I'm not on board with
Pepsi.
That.
Okay, so you basically
Pepsi is a company, but it also makes Mountain
so
Dew.
So you basically just said that everything in the future is the exact same. Just Taco Bell owns everything.
Yes. Yeah, but Taco Bell owns
everything. See, okay.
When I explain it like this, it's not
good. But
if it was just Taco Bell, that sounds amazing.
But you do not eat the meat in the sewer because that's rats, the hamburgers.
Yep, rats down below.
Yeah,
but
with Dennis Leary.
It's still meat, though. So unless the meat's diseased.
I mean, it's wet.
But I mean, it doesn't mean that it's diseased.
It could be a good rat burger.
Reminds
me of The Simpsons where they're getting the milk from the rats.
Ooh.
Okay, last one.
Yes, please do your last wish.
I'm done with this whole conversation.
Life is so bad. I gotta live in the Demolition Man universe.
Right?
Are you ready?
Yes.
I want to be a cartoon.
Oh, that'd be my God.
Like a cartoon in our world?
Yes.
Yeah, a cartoon in our world.
Yes.
Are you 2D?
I want to be 2D.
Would you be 2D?
Would my dick be 2D?
Well, it's your wish.
Right?
Instead of just 2 inches?
Yeah. That's you. But yeah.
So like you could stand sideways and hide from people?
Yeah, and then I could
That would be cool.
And I could do like zany antics.
You do that anyway.
Yeah.
But now you can do it as a cartoon.
Funner. Yeah.
So do you is it like Who Framed Roger Rabbit where you only respond to like cartoon physics no matter what comes at you?
Yes.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
Also, anybody out there, can you draw Tony as a cartoon and send it to us?
Yes,
like what he
I
want to
see that.
Cartoon.
Yes.
I want to see it too.
I want
to
see it.
You don't have to do all of us, but Tony would be cool.
No, I would appreciate it if you did me too.
Okay, so a picture of the two of
them. You don't have to do it, but if you want to throw us all in there, feel free.
I
want to
be a cartoon. Right.
Don't close the door, bro.
Yeah.
Leave it open.
They're gonna cartoon you guys and then just put a circle for me, and that's it.
I'm just a guest. You can leave me out. It's fine.
This is Brett's belly button back here.
Oh, because he had a big belly button, Dane.
It's a big one, Dane.
It's huge.
I can fit
like
a lot
in
of
comparison,
it's
to...
like this big.
Yeah,
and we're sure it's a belly button and not some kind of wound.
It's not like that. She's exaggerating. Basically, but it's deep.
We can fit like 17 gummy bears in this belly button.
It was like 70.
That's an exact number, then.
It's deep.
No, yeah, no, yeah, we tried it.
Yeah, it was
a
fun.
I have the picture.
We had fun camping trips, man.
Yeah.
I also have
maybe
a video.
The fun's in quotation marks. I don't know.
It's fun for us.
Yeah. I also have a video of him doing some magic mic.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is fun. Okay.
When I get drunk, I dance.
It's really fun.
I'm a dancer.
Have you seen this picture, Dan?
I think I have seen that picture.
That's
Tony.
That's me drunk.
And passed out.
Is that what happens
porch.
Every time? Or
Put him 7 to 10.
Five minutes after he starts drinking, that's Tony.
Passed
and then,
out.
And then we all just hang out after that.
Just in the same position, just let him pass
and
out.
You know how many times we've been sitting here playing games while Tony's passed out drunk in the kitchen
that's
right over
true.
There?
So many times.
Listening to wrestling intros.
Yeah. And ordering Alexa or
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime from my Alexa.
Now, how many can you get for a year? How many Amazon Prime subscriptions can you get?
Oh, we're going to find
like
out.
More than one?
Yeah.
Jesus. I check all of my them. Amazon the next day, and there's like five subscriptions.
They're like, we thought it was weird, but it's your money, so I don't
fuck
know.
Tony.
Lock them. You're gonna thank me in the long one.
So I did searches on popular wishes. I'm only gonna read one just because I found it so interesting. Elena Ledoux said she would convert all oil reservoirs into water. This would eliminate significant amount of motivation for warring and funding of terrorism. She also said she'd make global honesty filter. Oh. Any communication distributed to more than 100 people will show an honesty accuracy index on top of it. Anything with an index below 50% would black out the entire message.
Hold on.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Does that mean I can't lie joke?
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't lie jokes.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Nope.
Me and
I mean,
Brett
no.
Dude, we're about lie jokes.
Well, I guess technically you could as long as it wasn't to anyone over 100 people because it says any message to more than 100 people.
Oh. Any one message or like could I do different lie jokes to 100 people
no,
and be good?
One message to 100 people at the same time.
So to smaller groups, you can.
Yeah, like in a group setting like this, yes, on podcast, you probably couldn't get away with that because it's a mass type thing.
I mean, I did chick away with it with Jason.
I like lie jokes. Yep. I'm a lie joker. So
society revolves around
that.
White
lies. I like to stand up.
They're fun.
I like to stand up when I lie.
That and also like I have to.
So you know from now on when he stands up randomly.
Yeah.
That's a bad poker tell, too. All
right.
That's weird. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
And the last one I thought was the most interesting. Come up with a lullaby that can be sang by any parent at which reverses all pediatric cancers. It's like, what the fuck?
So if you sing it to a baby that doesn't have any already, does like
I guess
go into the negative and gives all of them?
Yes.
It says it reverses all pediatric cancers.
That's very specific.
That's a random.
And why a lullaby?
Why just children?
And why wouldn't you just wish?
Just cure cancer.
Yeah, wish it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a very complex way to go.
Like there was no cancer.
I like this girl, you can't say anything bad about any of those wishes.
I can.
She was super sweet with her wishes.
Yes.
Agreed.
Eye roll.
Yes.
Fucking eye roll. I'm
I don't
sorry,
care who you
like,
are. If you get
like,
a genie.
She's not even having fun with these wishes.
No.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No.
She takes
her
human responsibility very seriously. Yeah.
She's too serious for me.
I hate too serious.
Yeah.
I appreciate that there is a person out there who would do that, though.
Right.
That makes me feel nice.
But I don't feel like they exist.
Yeah, but would she
she just did
Okay.
Hypothetically, she did.
Yeah,
hypothetically,
I could do
a lot of good things.
Okay, my three wishes, cure cancer, everybody's rich, and we can
explore cure cancer again.
outer space or something. We get you know,
explore outer space
again.
That was your big humanitarian move. Was explore outer space?
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah.
There's gold in them hills.
Yeah,
and Mars.
But what if we bring space to us?
Just smash it all together. See what happens.
I feel like you're making fun of me now.
I mean, we are kind of, but it's also
it.
Not.
I quit. It's just gonna be called Antony from now on.
With Ash and Abe, then we have an opening.
Oh, hey, there we go. I didn't have to wait very long at all.
That's right.
So Ashlyn, you got some other stuff.
I do. So do you guys want to know where genies actually originated from?
My butthole. Yeah.
Does anyone know where genies originated from?
I do.
The Middle East.
Egypt.
That is correct, Dane. It is from pre-Islamic Arabian and later Islam mythology.
Ooh.
And they're actually called jinns.
Yep. Jens.
Yep.
Is it DJ?
I've heard
that before.
I've seen it both.
It's DJINN or JINN.
NN, yeah, with two N's.
And that's where they come from.
Huh.
And I have some facts on these little guys.
Heck yeah.
They are supernatural spirits, and they're made by God, but they're just below angels and devils, and they were made before humans.
Okay. Yeah. Cool thing.
Practice.
Yes, yeah. Right? They are popular still in Arabia, made of flame or air, and they take on human or animal forms.
Elemental, okay? Yeah.
Some say that ghosts aren't real, and they're actually just jinns. Huh. And then they live in another dimension, and they can still look through into ours, but that's why we can't see them.
Okay. Okay.
The mirror world.
Yeah, it's weird.
There was a horror movie called Jinn. Wasn't it like 10 years ago or something?
I think so.
Yeah, it was like a B movie. We had a family video.
B movies are the best movies.
No lie, I'd probably watch that one.
Nice.
Maybe it'll be on Shudder.
Ooh.
And I'll choose it.
Ooh.
I think it was As Above and So Below. I think it was around when that one came
okay,
out.
Okay.
I've been wanting to watch that one.
That is great.
As Above So Below?
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Man.
I
want
to watch that one.
It really was bad. Like 10 times better than I thought it was going to be.
That's the footage one in the tunnels, right?
Yeah. Catacombs of Paris.
Yeah.
I've never heard anything about anything that you guys are talking about.
Yeah, that was really
it's
good.
It's great.
I like found footage movies.
Oh, me too.
Think about it.
Half of them are worth watching.
Yeah.
At least.
They're fun.
I got a Reddit poll. If you're done,
I don't think she is.
I'm not done with it. Go ahead. Yeah. I was done with that fact.
Okay, yeah.
It was my fault. Yeah, I interrupted her.
No, you're good.
So, who the best genie to get wishes from?
What are our choices?
Genie from Aladdin.
Yep. Nope.
Genie from I Dream of Genie.
Mm.
Kazam.
She was hot. Yeah.
Kazam Shaq.
Kazam. Yep.
Yep.
The you mean wish- Sinbad.
Yeah.
No, no, we're going to get to that.
No, that's Shazam.
The Wishmaster.
Ooh. Anyone who knows anything about that's not going to choose that.
And then the final one was Sinbad from the Mandela Effect Better Reality.
Mm-hmm. From the Mandela Effect Better Genie. Reality. I like that.
From I Dream of Genie. Yeah.
Yeah, she was a hot.
Just for the eye candy.
Oh,
yeah. That's
she's
the
witches.
And you might know that we get so many Dragon Ball Z stuff.
First of all, Dragon Ball Z is dope,
how,
dude.
How do you pronounce that?
Which
the
one?
Bottom.
The bottom. Shenron.
Is that a genie?
Yeah, one of the dragons.
I don't want to.
It's a drag. Yeah.
Is that a genie? I don't know.
Is it a genie?
Yeah, because
well, I mean,
they have Dragon Balls, which I could, you know.
They're magical.
They're magical, so you know you could kind of say it's like a genie. It's like but instead they collect them. And, like, make their wishes.
Instead of rubbing a lamp, they have to collect
okay.
all the... It's like if you split a lamp into the seven pieces, you had to bring them all together yes. to make a wish.
Gotcha. Well,
and, just, and then you just get one wish after you get all the pieces together?
I think between the... Because Earth has a dragon, and so does Namek, and it's because of the Namekians in both places. And I believe... it's been a long time since I've watched. I think you get three wishes from one of them, but the other one, you only get one. And they can bring people back. That's like how most people come back from the dead. Is
yeah.
That's one of the main things people use them for.
Like all of Earth has been destroyed and shit, and they just bring back humanity.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So a kind of side note. I've never been into anime.
Mm-hmm.
Me neither.
Never gotten into
You know,
it.
Megan really wasn't either, but recently she's been watching I told you we got Funimation.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's really been even more. Like I was like a Toonami anime person, you know, get home, watch Dragon Ball Z, you know, stuff like that. Like, but a lot of the newer stuff I do have a hard time getting into.
I just never got into it and never wanted to get into it. And then my youngest daughter now, she's 9 going on 10.
Oh my God, is she into it?
She has started getting into anime.
Oh, nice.
Love
so
it.
So one.
Well, the first one that kicked it off was, it's on Netflix, Demon something, Demon Slayer or something.
I don't know.
It sounds intense.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I looked
now.
It up on IMDb because they tell you if something's okay for kids.
Yeah.
And it said that there's no like sex and there's no like cussing.
There's just demons.
There is a little bit of blood and a little action, but it's not too graphic.
I was hoping you were going to say like Castlevania or something like
right.
that.
Right.
but yeah, so like the other night, like I plugged it in to check it out because I had to see, like it's like I've never gotten into anime before. I'm gonna have to start getting into it so we have something to bond over.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I don't know.
There are worse things you could have to get into.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
I'm kind of excited. I've never watched it, and then now all of a sudden I've got this whole world that
I know
could be open to
me. Isn't Brittany into anime too?
I think so. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, my sister.
I made Abe watch Samurai Champloo.
That one's
oh, good. Man.
He yeah. loved
that
it.
Was a late night yeah, Toonami one that I would watch. I always loved the theme song and the credits.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of the yeah. anime.
It's so yeah. good. It's so short. Like, yeah. oh, it sucks,
it's always weird how some of those really, they cut down quite
yeah.
a bit.
Yeah.
I never understood why they did that. Mm.
And I love Inuyasha. I'm going to make
oh,
him
that's a classic.
Watch the rest of it. And I want to get him into Dragon Ball Z. Inuyasha, now Hulu has it.
Some of those old ones, they're so good, but you have to put time into it, which...
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, and like one that I used to love as a kid was Ronin Warriors.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
And it used to be called like Legendary... What was it? Legendary Armor Samurai Troopers was like the Japanese name.
Awesome name.
And it was yeah, kind of... Yeah, awesome. Of course, like anything. Dope. I mean, just imagine like Power Rangers, but they have like samurai armor and they each have an element with different... They each have a different weapon. And it's... I got like all of it and all the OVAs on Amazon. It is like completely unwatchable now.
Oh, really?
It's like there's oh. so much recycled footage. Like episodes are almost exactly the same.
That's disappointing.
If you get far enough into it, it picks up a little bit. But the yeah. beginning, it's... I can't watch it by myself. It'd have to be with someone else new. Yeah. It's got tons of like really iconic... They all have different catchphrases with the stuff. And this one guy screams quake with fear every time he uses his... It's just... It's kind of iconic in that sense. But... Yeah, it's some of those haven't. Outlaw Star, that one didn't age too bad. Trigun, that one's not bad.
Oh.
But yeah, Escryed was another one that used to be on Toonami. Megan likes Black Butler. Of course, I mean, I guess I don't know if you consider Castlevania on Netflix an anime or not. It's, I guess, Avatar kind of straddles the fence between
yeah.
both of those. Yuri on Ice, that's the one that she is on Funimation. It's about ice skating. But it's huh. it's anime'd, you know,
yeah.
where
yeah.
like colorful characters and they have not special moves, but things that they're more known for.
Yeah.
Attack on Titan, she's really big on now.
I've
watches
heard of
it.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah.
My brother loves that.
Voltron on Netflix. She really like we watch that quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's tons
I need to
of
find
stuff.
Sailor Moon.
Oh man,
I would rewatch Sailor Moon.
Yeah, that's another one that like this that one because what was it? It's been heavily edited. Like the English version,
yeah.
like where, because I think in the end she was supposed to be dating a woman or something, but they like completely changed the
yeah.
storyline.
Yeah. I remember there was supposed to be a lesbian.
Yeah.
But I didn't know which one it was. I need to
that's
find
life
like
right there.
The non-American.
yeah.
You know what
Big
I mean?
O. That's another one I used to watch a ton of when it was on Cartoon Network. It's anime could be its own thing though. We probably...
Yeah.
Go down this rabbit hole. Anyway.
It's true. It's true.
Tony, you had a Reddit poll for us?
Yes. He still has it.
Sorry.
Okay.
Wait, I didn't choose my genie.
Okay.
Oh.
Are you going to really say something different, though?
Yeah, I'm not going to choose I Dream of Genie. She's cute, and I liked her little genie.
Oh, yeah,
house.
I didn't pick a genie either.
Right?
Oh, no.
No lie, guys, and I hope I don't get hate, but I loved Will Smith's genie.
Ooh, that's fair.
I know.
Loved
I was.
I loved him
as genie. I know. I was gonna say, and that's why I put genie from Aladdin. I knew you were gonna go Will Smith. So
oh
these people
God.
Did not know.
He
why
was
would you?
So good.
Why would you pick him? Is it for the songs? Because I would pick Robin Williams because when you're
no.
making when you're making wishes, he's like singing to you, man. That's awesome. Like
that's distracting.
No, not for me. That's cool.
The songs are cool. First
I got
of all,
I would have plugged that lamp immediately when he started talking. I'd be like, no.
For real.
Yeah.
He
not happening.
Too all over the place. I would have lost my mind.
Which makes
not
sense
me.
That he's been trapped. I get the manic
yep.
energy of it, but I don't. That's yeah.
true.
And the
that's
whole
true.
Reason he's in that lamp is because they were like, dude, you are too much. I'm just going to seal you in here. And
I love Robin Williams, but I just like Will Smith more,
yeah.
I guess. I thought he was... Oh no, he's cuter. He's funnier. His vibe is just like
he's got all that charisma. That
yeah,
Will Smith charisma.
He makes
so
more sense.
He does. Yeah,
he does make more sense.
The freaking top knot, loved it. Like his outfits. I don't know. Just everything about Will Smith. I love that man. So that's my genie.
Brett, your genie.
I'm going with Robin Williams.
Gross.
Unfortunate.
Robin Williams is a
so we got Robin Williams, Aladdin. Will Smith. And two I Dream of Genies.
Yeah.
I'm going Sinbad.
Ooh.
I did
the
love
that
I loved
exist.
The Sinbad.
From
something the, that doesn't exist yet.
In the other dimension though.
I'll
does.
See you guys in the
no
other
dimension.
Dimension.
The Mandela effect.
Well, since he's 2D, he
no,
can travel between
that's
the
just
different
people
dimensions.
Being racist and assuming that
yeah.
they saw it was him that they saw and not yeah. Shaquille O'Neal.
Hey
oh, yeah.
now.
Oh.
Hey now.
We know that is not real, the Mandela effect.
I remembered Sinbad.
You sound like
I'm
that one girl that you just read her wishes.
Yeah.
You sound too serious.
No. I just never liked the Mandela effect. I think it's just a load of crock.
It's a load of crock. I think it's so much
the
fun.
The Abe I know would love the Mandela effect.
That's true.
To me, it's
where
more
did our
of a,
Abe go?
It's more of a thought experiment, really, than anything else. I mean, yeah. You can choose to believe if it's real, but I think that the main underlying point is, you know, is our reality shared, or is it just what we believe that everyone else sees, too?
It's got to be shared.
Yeah.
No? Well, maybe.
It's just the power of suggestion, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People messing with your minds to mess with your minds, and you believe it.
We're all in the Matrix, man. You got to unplug.
What was the winner?
It was Aladdin.
We got over 250 votes.
Okay.
Was it Aladdin?
Coming in fifth.
Which Aladdin?
We're coming in fifth. 2.2% Witchmaster.
What?
Someone actually did.
Whoa.
Who voted for 2%?
Well, dude, Reddit is full of some weirdos.
They're just ready for it to be over.
Yeah.
coming in fourth with 4.4% Kazam.
Okay.
And then, people chose the Sinbad over the real
and
one.
And then coming in third, Sinbad with 5.6%.
Okay.
And then Genie coming in second with 6.4%.
Which one?
I Dream of Genie.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And then fourth place with 81.7%, Genie from Aladdin.
Which one, though?
That was the whole point of the thing, though, is leave it open-ended.
Yes, so that way we would...
Either way, they're all wrong.
Yeah, I knew they were going to say... Sorry, guys. I knew Ashlyn were going to say Will Smith, and I didn't want to cause a thing. So I just
love Will Smith.
I left it open-ended. But I people probably thought Genie.
I asked these questions so I know who's wrong.
Yep. And that was, one of our wedding things.
Well, thanks for answering, guys.
Yeah. So what's some more facts about genies?
I got a couple more here.
Facts and stacks.
Jinns are attracted to filth, the smell of jasmine, and women who are dressed wrong. Okay, it said
wrong.
Assuming that they mean slutty, but...
Okay. Is that wrong, though?
I mean, what if, you know, they're wearing...
Also, is the scent
jasmine? Looks awful right to me.
Is that slutty?
Yeah, interesting.
What if, you know, they're wearing a black shirt and, like, white pants or something? You're like always supposed to be darker on
the bottom
don't or
match.
Something. Yeah. Like, I'm really not sure. It just said dressed wrong, so... Right.
Huh. It's kind of open-ended.
Yeah, not sure.
Now they just all sound like really catty fashion, like, critics.
And if you wear white after Labor Day, the gin will come for you.
Mm-hmm. If young virgin women... were to wear jasmine, they shouldn't leave the house because then they will become possessed by a djinn and they will make them unable to wed humans later on.
How young are we talking?
Yeah, what?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I said, how young are we talking?
Yeah, I was going to say, are we going to have to cut something else here? Like,
The last thing I have is that they are scared of metal because they can't escape it. And that's why he has those cuffs, the metal.
Mm. Ooh, I thought that was just the kinky
thing. Like fairies, too. Yeah. Anything supernatural, there's like metal, like silver, that's too attached to our reality.
So is the lamp made of metal also? Is it a metal lamp?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was metal.
Okay.
What'd you think of
it? It's part of his containment device.
Porcelain or something? I don't know.
It was metal.
Okay. Don't get
mad. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Saying, it's
I'm
freaking
not stupid
metal.
Because I didn't know it was metal, man. I didn't even know about the metal thing.
It was a plastic melt container.
I thought the lamp was made out of gold.
Which is still metal.
It's a metal.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, we're dumb.
Well, man. Both of you are like,
let's just call this episode Brett and Tony are stupid.
Yes. That's a different podcast.
Everybody explains how the world works to Brett and Tony.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Are you guys ready for a Chavis?
Heck yeah.
Question.
Oh, this is his question.
Okay. So, a little bit of backstory. Jinns, they can grant wishes, but only in exchange for your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh. So, Chavis wants to know what wish would be worth your soul?
Ooh.
And my brother's, I think, he said the only wish that would be worth his soul was something like peace on earth or something. I don't quite remember. Sorry, Chav.
He's one of those.
He's a very honorable dude. If he's going to give up his soul, he might as well make the earth
I don't
dead.
Feel like peace on earth could exist, though, even in a wish form.
Oh. Well, I got it. I mean, for me, it's going to be sappy, wish. But it'd be my wife's life. I mean, I would trade it for that, but not probably anything else.
That's a good one.
He says that because she's going to listen to this.
I'll be like, don't listen.
It got a little sappy.
I would trade my soul for stacks of money. And
All the heroin you can get.
But so. I agree, kind of, you know, when you think about peace on earth, you know, is it like a mass kind of illusion? Like, are people just being fooled that into thinking
or like,
that...
like, literally all life on the planet just gets killed off?
But see, that makes an even bigger question, because in our quest to dominate and in our quest to better ourselves, our society has reached a certain point, not only morally, intellectually, but technology as well. So if we remove that drive, you know, for everything to be peaceful and everyone to get along, does our society stagnate? Do we just, do we no longer care? I mean, you know, I feel like when it's such a human component, and when you take that out, what, you know, are we still the same?
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like happiness for happiness' sake is, you're going to get sick of it eventually.
Well, it's like a drug.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it could easily just fix those problems.
Yeah.
Fix that hardwire in the brain that makes people
shitty. That's the thing.
We
don't know how it's going to turn out. Like, we have no way of knowing. I just don't know if I'd wish for that. But good on Chad for having that foresight.
It was a nice one.
I got my witch.
Okay.
What is it?
Tony. A hot dog.
No, the pickle with the hot, little hot dog pieces
hot
on
dog
it.
Relish.
I'm going to wish to haunt Chavez for all of eternity.
Oh, so there's going to be peace on earth, but there's going to be a ghost on his ass at all times.
Well, wait, you could just kill yourself and do that. You don't have to, like,
no,
have
but,
a gin.
No, just specifically haunting Chavez.
Okay.
So even if he dies, I'm haunting his ghost.
Ooh,
wow. Damn, that's dark.
Like
there you go, Chav. Sorry.
Ooh. You got me, Chavez.
You got me, Chavez.
I'm going to watch over you. I'm going to be your guardian angel.
That is kind of spiteful to, like, go to all that trouble just so that you make sure that happens.
Sell your whole soul. Well, could you do that, though? Because you're already committing your soul to something
else. I think I found
eternity.
A loophole in the witch.
No, there are no loopholes in genies.
I know what I would pick. Can I go real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
Before I forget it.
They were just going to argue.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you were about
to. Oh,
no. Okay. Eternal life. Like, I never die.
That's again, I don't think you can do that.
You're going to have to specify the terms of that, though.
No, I don't, what do you mean?
Do you age?
Like, immortal, like, I'm just immortal.
Yeah.
Do you age, though?
No, but I'm I stay like, whoa, shoot, and then I can never lose weight.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though, is you can't get rid, you can't sell your soul if you can't die. He's not going to get anything from it.
But
so
unless the soul has some component that we just can't quantify
that's true.
That's
true.
Maybe
it's
that's
like
your
that
humanity.
On the show Supernatural.
Yeah. So if, and you know what? If you live forever, you could exercise.
He loses, one of the characters loses.
He doesn't exercise now, dude.
And then he has like no emotion, no empathy,
and
no,
that's
nothing like
the
that,
Magicians
I guess.
Does that too, which is a show Megan really likes. Like, they call it your shade, though. And when you lose it, you don't care about, like, people are just a means to an end.
Yeah. Like, so. Even his, like, in the show, like, even his brother, you know, who was like his number one. Yeah.
Right. I don't think I can wish for anything. I'm not going to lie.
Is it like Highlander? Yeah. Is that kind of what you want?
You have to kill.
Like,
well, not that aspect, but I mean.
There will be
only one.
I don't think anything is.
Worth your soul?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel, too.
Like, I don't really think.
Well, I have no wish for it.
Well, I thought if you had to choose something, you have to.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't
it's
have
a
to
damn
do anything
gin.
You don't want to.
Well, dang it.
Javi just wanted to know, what do you think would be worth your soul?
Now that you found it, though, it will kill you if you don't choose something.
Oh, that's true.
You have to choose something,
Tone. Fine, I guess.
Well, he did. He chose to haunt Chavez forever.
Okay. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I did. I'm just saying, oh, that old spaghetti.
A really good pan of spaghetti.
No, it doesn't even have to be a good
one. One really just, good one.
It doesn't even have to be that good.
It's like a high school spaghetti. Like, that's what he'll trade it for.
It comes in a brick.
As long as it filled me up, I'll be happy.
So we did the research questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually shared it on my Facebook as well, and I got some answers.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
My dad got on here, and Abe was so excited. He was like, oh my God.
I was.
Because my dad
Her dad is a character and a half. He would have had some good wishes.
Okay.
But
okay.
He didn't wish for anything.
He went he went nicer with it, which is a little disappointing because my dad, he's hilarious. But first of all, we have my dad's girlfriend. Her answers were... well, her favorite genie was I Dream of Genie.
Nice.
Actually. End hunger and homelessness. And number three, she wants 30 more wishes, which is against the rules, but it's fine.
But that's like very specific. At least it's not unlimited.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is very specific.
My dad's was to have a mansion and a lot of land so all my children and their family can live under one roof.
Hmm.
Okay, number two would be to be stress-free with a healthy life. And three is end world hunger. And my brother,
Chavi,
had his wishes. His was, I wish everyone was immortal. Number two was no one needs food, water, or sleep. And three, he would set the genie free.
Hmm. Nice.
So, I like his wishes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I mean, if you're going to go that route.
I mean.
Now, didn't we get a couple on Facebook?
Yes. I'm there right now.
Okay. And I got a couple on Reddit.
Okay. So, Derek Werriether.
Oh, hey, Derek.
Which we know our old podcast.
From our old podcast.
New genre is. Yep.
Nice. He's our first actual guest that wasn't a staple on the show. He called in. We watched Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep.
That was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So he said, okay, assuming this genie is a Disney-type genie and not a wishmaster, my wishes would be, one, never have to wipe after pooping and be clean.
Good Some one. People already do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just had a kid, so I'm sure that's where that's coming from, too.
Okay, yep. Yep. Number two, infinite money. Yep. Mm-hmm. Number three, a lifetime front row seats at WrestleMania for Tony, Joel, and myself, of course.
That's so nice. I'm,
I love it.
That the best.
Which Tony did give him props afterwards and said, yes, yes, yes.
So I guess just for that alone, it has to keep going. It has to continue.
I mean, I would not complain about going to WrestleMania every year.
Hey.
Cute.
Justin, which we had on the Three from Hell episode,
you
said.
And an upcoming episode, I believe. Ooh, conspiracies.
Bunch of conspiracies.
Yeah.
Number one is being able to have any superpower he wants at any given moment. So I'm guessing he can change it.
Yeah.
Which would be dope.
That's smart.
But is that.
What are you gonna say?
Is that okay? Is that would be
what if you get
admissible?
All, what if you get all? What if it's? You guys remember those pins with like eight different or 10 different colors? What if it's like that? You have all of them in your reservoir or whatever.
But
And then but you could only use one at a time.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Like, but one at a time.
That is one of the questions on this Quora, because the Quora is where I looked up popular genie wishes.
Yeah.
One argument is everyone was saying omnipotence.
Oh, or omnipotence.
Basically all power.
Yeah.
But can the genie grant power that is greater than his own?
Wasn't that the whole crux of the Aladdin original cartoon movie? I mean, because he makes Jafar a genie, which technically
he can't
has...
make him all powerful, but he can make him a genie, which is as close as you can get. But then you are subjected to
the rules of the
rules
contract.
Of being trapped and you can't. So that is my question, is having any superpower. I mean,
you're just overthinking it.
If it's his power, it's his power.
Yeah, I guess.
Whatever, it's his wish. I'm just asking.
Well, I guess the question really becomes, if you have every power, can you control those same powers? I mean, people have a hard enough time just dealing with regular day to day stuff, but controlling multiple. Yeah. And I mean, there's been lots of great graphic novels that have discussed what that would really mean, but I think it's just fanciful, you know? Like, if you looked at the reality of it, I mean, I think people would probably, it would be too much pressure. They just wouldn't be able to do anything.
But I think if you threw on the tack that Tony said of you can only use one at a time, maybe the genie would go for that. Yeah. So that is a safe bet. Number two of his was no more inequality. And number three was genie GTFO out of this slave life. Be free.
Yep, that's Justin.
That's Justin. And Brett replied, all superpowers. I love it.
Hell yeah.
What's kind of sad, and maybe this is, I don't know, I don't want to seem too woke or whatever, but a lot of these wishes are actually achievable. We just, our society isn't at the level that
we can. It's true.
That's a completely different podcast.
I know, I was just going to say.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're just going to start getting people to wish. I wish I wouldn't go into debt for medical bills. Like, it's like, well, yep, okay, here we go.
Well, that was actually,
nice wish.
Yeah. That was actually part of the drive behind my just enough money to never have to worry about money is medical bills.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I like how we comment on the comments on the one that we got.
And I think that actually was a Legion of Superheroes character. He had two or three powers, but he could only use one at a time.
Really?
Because he had, I feel like he could fly and he had super strength, and then they all have a.
But you can't fly and throw
exactly.
something at the same
time. Yep. That was.
Which is what Superman needs. He needs limits. Because that's why I hate Superman so much, is because he's basically.
Mm. But he's hand unstoppable.
Apparently, the guy that created that character thought the same thing too.
Mm-hmm. Good man.
Yeah. So. Well, and that's why a lot of stories have gone to different lengths to explore limitations and what that would do. You know, is there such a thing as an all good, all helpful person that has the power to do pretty much what they want?
Yeah.
And I mean, I think there's lots of interesting ways to think of it, but I agree. I mean, that's why a lot of people have an issue with him because it just seems too convenient.
Yeah.
How do you write a good story when
you can't?
Well, and they got away from that pretty quick. You know, I think what were some of the powers he had? Super looming, where he could weave really quickly. That was a really old
that
power
was a
he
thing.
Had. Yeah. He had another one
weave?
That I, yes, he had another one where like he could hair? like make like I feel like he could like his vision was like a prism for some reason. He had like it was just like really bizarre.
I remember the cellophane S he had.
Oh yeah, where he throws it and then nothing happens. Yeah, but that was pretty funny.
So Tony, you got some Reddit results for us?
Yes,
responses.
One from Ransom 0374. Hey, what's up? This is funny. He only had one wish.
Okay. Sometimes that's all you need.
For the genie to go fuck himself.
Whoa.
Like, does he want to watch? Is that what this is?
Yeah, like, masturbate for me? Yes, genie?
That's all he wants.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
That's pretty ballsy.
Hey, I like it, though.
It's going to change which genie you get, I guess.
Yeah, the Wishmaster is going to have some fun with that with that wish.
Another one from Cam M67. To have a 67 Camaro.
Okay.
That's nice. To be able to form any impossible sexual fetishes to my partner, which I want to know.
So is it impossible? Is actually written in there?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep. What? Impossible fetishes.
Oh, I don't want to know.
What's
that's
the impossible? And then
maybe this was the fart guy. Ooh. This is the tutor guy.
And then he.
That's possible though.
This could be with it, but his follow up wish to be able to transform my body into anything I like.
Whoa.
So it's kind of like the Wonder Twins.
Yes. So I'm wondering if that has something to do with his fetish.
A kinky Wonder Twins.
I need to know.
You can make the argument that they already were, but I mean.
You know,
I feel like it's going to take a dark turn because if it's the only thing I can think of in his little scenario that's impossible is her being dead. And I won't go any further than that.
Or losing.
Yeah, I don't think there's any acceptable, impossible scenario we can discuss openly.
Oh, it's too late. I should have responded. We need to know more, please.
No.
He's like, call me right now.
No.
No. Reddit is a bad place sometimes.
See,
Yeah.
Reddit can be some great gems, but it also gets dark.
I just love how quickly it right turns, though, because it's like, I want a 67 Camaro. It's like, all right, cool, guy, and then right into the wall.
Also, any fetish I want.
Impossible.
Impossible fetish.
Yikes.
Oh, Jesus.
And,
yeah, let's move on.
He's waiting for him to respond.
I feel dirty just hearing it.
I know, but
he sends a picture, do not look at it. Don't open it.
Just post it right
and
away.
And then somebody else just said cheese balls, and that's
cheese
it.
Cheese balls.
Okay, I like that.
All right.
I love cheese balls.
Now just imagine like a kiddie pool just filled with them. You're just like,
What would you if that's all he says? Just what are your three wishes?
Cheese balls.
Just so sure.
Just wait.
Cheese balls. And then stops talking.
You think he's like going to wake up for the rest of his life with like cheese balls in his mouth? Like,
or he's just
going to
cheese balls?
He's gonna
that's
poop.
Terrifying. Yeah. Waking up and you got your mouth
balls?
Filled with cheese balls?
He did not say anything about it. So
what if
they're in all of his pockets?
Is that a horror movie? He keeps opening closets and more keep falling
out on him? I was thinking more
like a monkey's paw situation.
It'd be like we talked about the money earlier where like you have a set amount and if you spend more, it just gets replenished. You always have one in your mouth and as soon as it like either dissolves or you chew it, another one just appears.
Well, I mean, it could be even more simple
than
that.
How just fat you would be?
Have a container, and as soon as you get to the bottom, it just refills back up.
Or maybe the punishment is like you have to poop it out, and that's how you just poop it out solid, and you have to
like
that's the only thing you can eat.
That's it.
Or what happens if his ball become cheese? And you know how fragile cheese balls are.
Oh, that's true. What if he just took it literally?
He's like cheese balls. You want balls made of cheese?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it'll be in your sack still, so it would like. Dissolve in
would it?
No, it'd be protected.
Balls, right? It's protected by magic.
Yeah.
Okay. But, magic explains it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I mean, it'd
good.
Be protected from dissolving. They can still be smushed and.
Yeah, that's why I'm so scared of my ball being smushed.
I'm
smushed,
not gonna lie, but I wonder
Parmesan.
How satisfying it would be to pinch cheese balls.
We're trying to avoid that.
I'm just
but.
Saying because they have such a nice crunch and
Brett,
if they're protected by magic.
I don't
magic,
feel safe going
home
anymore.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I don't know if
like,
women can be trusted with that much power.
It like would be like Gak wrapped around a cheese ball. Kink. I bet it is so satisfying. I'm just saying.
She would never do it.
I would never
but
do it.
how satisfying it would be.
Anything else on that?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm about to go buy some gack, get a cheese ball, and crunch it and see how
she has to reenact it. Feel like it's an obsession now.
I have to know.
Oh my god, are you gonna film it for the YouTube?
Yeah,
channel?
We need to. We need YouTube stuff. Yeah.
I could. Hey, I have another question. Don't throw me out yet.
No.
Last question though. Lifetime supply of what food?
Tacos. But they always have to be fresh.
Fresh.
Yep.
Hard shell, soft shell.
Whichever one I decide on. Cool. I also want. Okay,
can you do
I want,
that though?
I want. Yeah. Okay. I want hard shell tacos, soft shell tacos, and
if he says tacos and burritos, any taco.
That's what I want. Wow, the three
that's,
of them.
That's nice that that's open ended yep. like that.
Yeah, it is.
You said tacos.
Okay, how about this? Mexican food.
Boom. There you go.
I don't know, because at that point, can't you just say food and then just whatever you want?
Oh, you're right. All right, fine.
It's a slippery slope.
I'm going to say tacos, but I do get to pick. F you guys, I get to pick hard shell or soft shell, whatever I want.
You have tacos, yep. right? But they're just generic. Anything you put on or make them different is up to you to provide.
Oh, no.
He doesn't want that pressure of deciding. No,
I just want them.
I'm in the same boat, though.
I just want them right there.
Because I want pizza, but it's the same conundrum, like the toppings and other stuff like that. Well, like, how do you define?
You can just say pizza, though. Just whatever kind of pizza you want at any time.
Maybe. That seems too easy, though.
It does seem too easy. It does.
I mean, you found a genie. The whole thing is too easy in this hypothetical.
Unless it's a gin, and now you got to trade your soul for the free food.
That's the thing about...
Cheese balls.
Yes.
Cheese balls.
That's the thing about genie wishes, is I feel like any of the loosely defined wishes, you're not going to get any wiggle room. You have to specify exactly what you want. It can't be so open-ended. Huh. I think that's the trick with the genie wishes, though.
I mean, unless the magic is completely based on, you know, your perception of how you want something to go. Like in the cartoon Aladdin, it's he says, I want to do this, and that's it kind of goes the way he wants it to go. Yeah. And or is it based on the genie's perception
genie was trying to be nice.
Yeah, but wasn't in the it was the movie.
In the live action, Will Smith is like, bro, you need to be specific.
Because says, I want to be a prince. And then he's like, I'm going to do what you should have wished
for. He's like, prince the musician? Like, what do you mean when you say prince?
So he hooks him up. So I feel like, but lifetime supply of any food, peanut butter and jelly.
Now, different kinds of peanut butter, like crunchy.
Peanut butter and jelly and
what kind of
jelly?
What kind of bread?
Okay, I will
specify. He chooses grape,
I will specify all of it.
Right?
I would have chunky peanut butter. There we go. Okay. But the big thing is I don't want to have to make it, because trying to spread chunky peanut butter
is horrible.
Horrible and impossible. It does. It rips the bread every single time. It's horrible. Yep. But chunky peanut butter, white bread, grape jelly, but you have to do peanut butter on both halves of the bread.
Ooh.
And then jelly on both halves of the bread.
Like a double decker. Yeah.
I like the way you make peanut butter and jelly.
It can't be stupid butter peanut butter on one side. No, it's got to be peanut butter, jelly, peanut butter, jelly sandwich.
He would take like four buns.
Double decker. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And do all peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. Monmouth College would do a peanut butter and jelly bar once a week. We have so much in common that I've never realized, because I used to do stuff like that because they would have all the different kinds of jelly and peanut butter, and I would do like stack the bread and though I'm pretty partial to strawberry. I eat that.
I like the taste of strawberry, but 9 times out of 10 most of the strawberry jelly has the seeds in it.
I don't really like that either.
Weirdos.
See, I would go with your for my combination with peanut butter and jelly. I would take creamy with strawberry on those Hawaiian buns.
You know, they're too sweet for me.
No, I love those.
The jelly and the Hawaiian bread fight for the sweetness. Yeah. And I need to have more of a palate cleanser with like the boring bread.
Yeah. Not me. Oh, and that's what I would have picked, but also big old glass of milk to wash it down.
Yes.
Yep.
So you're picking peanut butter and jelly now too?
No, sticking with tacos. But if I had
Here's the thing. We all get whatever food we want, and then we go to each other's houses
Okay. Hey, hook it up with a, and then he'd be like, "Ooh, it's just grape though," and I'd be like, "All right, fine."
So we've got tacos, peanut butter and jelly, pizza. So
guys, we have a pretty fun night planned.
All right, Tony, what's yours?
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, fuck you.
That's
You know what's funny? I was just thinking a little bit ago when we were talking.
Why not chicken fingers and barbecue sauce?
That you would pick a bottle of barbecue that was just the unlimited.
Yep.
That it always refilled itself.
That way, whenever I'm eating, I can dip.
You're hilarious.
So you don't drink it. You dip things.
Yeah, I dip.
Okay.
Oh, man.
He dips a lot in barbecue.
I'm that way with ketchup, though. Barbecue. I dip quite a bit.
Yeah, Abe.
I'm choosing volcano tacos.
Of course. Would you really?
For life.
But flesh.
That's specific, yeah.
Yes, very fresh and just volcano tacos.
But can your body handle only that from now on?
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean she has to eat that.
That's right. I'll just be like, give me a volcano taco.
See, I was thinking that you had to eat. Okay, that makes a little more sense.
You don't have to eat it every day, but this is your lifetime supply. Yeah. So you never have to pay for it, never have to make it again.
So it's more like a like you won the lottery, not like a wish you're getting granted. Okay.
How about this? Okay, since that's the case, I'll just go ahead and pick hard shell tacos because then I can still eat soft shell tacos. It's just I get the hard shells for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, if I feel like a soft shell, I can just trick them and like I'll be like, I need four of those hard shells, and then I'll just bring some tortillas with me. Some tortilla shells.
I don't think
shells,
that's tricking anybody.
And then
I think he's tricking.
No, but what you
I think it's tricking.
No, what you should do instead is just take your hard shell, put the soft shell on top of it with some cheese wedged between it.
Don't they already make tacos? Yeah, I was going to say gordita. Yeah.
I'm just saying,
you can make a whole other menu item.
God.
That's how Taco Bell still exists. They just keep combining different stuff they have and be like, you know what we should do?
No, one time, real quick, I know you guys are trying to wrap this up right now. I see you guys looking at the time.
Yeah, they keep looking at each other at the time and then at each other like,
But real quick.
Me and Tony are the time police, all right? Just shut up.
There was one time Ashlyn and I were going to Taco Bell. We were going to Taco Bell. We went up to order. We placed our orders. They replied, I'm sorry, sir. We're out of beef.
Yeah, what? For real.
What?
All beef.
What? Everything at Taco Bell takes beef.
I think I was there with you.
The vegetarian.
I think exactly. I was there with
that
you.
Doesn't exist. That doesn't exist.
And they were out of beef.
That'd be like if you call it a Pizza Hut and they're like, just to warn you, we don't have any crust right now.
I think it'd be like cheese. At all. They'd just say cheese.
Oh, yeah, true. That's cheese. We're out of cheese right now.
I just don't. We're going to McDonald's.
We're out of pizza sauce.
Yep.
Doesn't
make any sense to me. Yeah. Sorry, I had to throw that out there.
Huh. And disappointing because I really wanted Taco Bell that night.
That's the thing.
And that's when you want it the most is when you can't have it.
It's not that hard to order for Taco Bell. They require three things. You need tortillas of some kind,
meat, made of whatever,
and lettuce.
Oh, like I would know. Done. Why not they have lettuce?
It doesn't.
Most people aren't going to care about that.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to lie. The vegetarians.
I already don't order lettuce on my stuff. I don't like warm lettuce.
Well, and anymore now with all the recalls and stuff they've had to do, I don't think it's that great of an idea.
Yeah.
And on a downer note.
Sounds like a good place
to
end.
That's how we
end
it.
You want me to call Jason again to end?
So Abe can apologize.
You don't have to. I know I feel weird.
It's late.
Yeah, it is past 9 now.
Okay, anything else?
Poor feller. We love you, Jason.
We love you.
Yes, Jason, thank you for joining in on our podcast. This was
Genie's. Thanks for sticking around, Dane.
Of course. We've had Jason on the podcast.
Yeah.
It doesn't count. We have to have him for a full episode.
Yeah, we have to have him here for a full episode. Yeah.
But no, Dane, thank you for joining us, man.
Thanks. My pleasure. Thank you.
You'll have to come again soon.
Subscribe. Check us out.
Instagram.
Instagram. Facebook.
Spotify.
Listen to the fat guy playing the bass.
YouTube.
Yeah, well,
Twitter.
Kind of. Twitter.
Reddit.
What am I doing?
Reddit.
I don't remember what I do.
YouTube.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network. Home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.